Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm pleased to introduce again Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Rhea. Yourself?
Great, thank you. The world is changing every single day so quickly, and I need to say and to tell all our viewers out there that if you want to know what's happening anywhere in the world of travel on a daily basis, please do go over to Lee's LinkedIn. It's Lee Harris on LinkedIn, because I tell you, there is some invaluable information. I think there was an insurance piece that you put up there the other day that answered so many questions that just general travel people were asking, flying in today's day and age with many insurance companies not covering travel in this era.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I will just put a disclaimer on, obviously, with regards to UK, I know there's strict guidelines on who can give advice on insurance and all the rest of it. So it is on my LinkedIn. You can have a look at it. I would suggest anybody who is interested, obviously, to take independent financial advice with regards to insurance policies. I know you'd asked a question on LinkedIn, Rhea, with regards to who it's applicable for. As far as I know, it's only for UK-based people. And like I said, just double check, go through it, check the small print. And just make sure that it covers your needs for what you need. And if you've got any questions, obviously reach out to somebody FSA approved.
Well, I mean, that's one amongst probably, I don't know, 10 a day that you're posting up there as this information comes in. So yeah, if you want to know what's happening in the travel world, check out Lee's LinkedIn page, because that is the place for up-to-date information as it happens prior to asking any questions anywhere else, because guaranteed the answer will be there. So thank you, because that's a lot of research, isn't it?
It takes a while. It drives my wife a little bit insane, I've got to say. But it's important, like we've talked about this before. You know, it is important at this moment in time that you know, a lot of my stuff is specific towards the yacht crew, but just for everybody out there, really, just to have an idea and a handle on what is happening, because like you say, it changes so often at this moment in time. You know, one minute it's one thing, the next it's something else. You know, it's difficult to keep up with it. And you'll sit, like you say, I probably bore a lot of people on LinkedIn, to be honest with you, the amount I put out there. But it just goes to show how much it changes and how quickly it changes. And that's why you'll see 10 or 15 LinkedIn posts, you know, sort of one after the other. So that's how crazy it is at the moment.
Well, we're thankful for it, that's for sure. What's going on in the world right now in travel, aside from what's going on LinkedIn? New news out of Australia, I've heard.
There's only the one place to start, really, isn't there? It's always Australia. I think it's every travel agent's favourite place. But yeah, I mean, we've spoken numerous occasions on this show with regards to Australia and the struggles to get crew either home or into the country. Another blow this week, unfortunately, with the announcement that Malaysian Airlines will stop services into Adelaide, Brisbane and Perth as from October the 25th. This is only going to leave them Sydney and Melbourne on Malaysia Airlines timetable. And these are also going to be at a reduced rate of only one flight per week now. Obviously, in a further hit as well, Qatar Airlines announced that they are now not accepting any further new bookings for travel to Australia indefinitely. There was a slight silver lining on Friday, though, when the Australian government announced that they will be shortly raising the weekly cap on citizens and permanent residents allowed to arrive back home. Unfortunately, at this moment in time, there's no more specific or dates that have been advised as to when this is going to happen. Obviously, when more information does come to hand, we will have it on the show and on LinkedIn as well. And at the same time, the Australian government also announced they're extending the ban on international travel out of the country for their citizens until December. So with that in mind, crew looking to go back to work will have to apply for an exemption to leave.
How likely are they to get an exemption then?
Yeah, they do. They do seem to fall under the exemption categories. We've had quite a few Australian crew coming out, so that it doesn't seem to be too much of an issue for them getting it. It just means you have to plan it into into when you want to travel, making sure you apply for it in plenty of time. Like I said, they are likely to get it. Just make sure you plan the fact that you're going to need to get the exemption before you look to travel.
Well, then there's a difficulty of coming home.
Exactly right. Then you come home, you've got to fork out $4,000 only. That's even before you fork out for your flight. Because like we're seeing at the moment, you know, that they are extremely heavily booked. This week I did look, the end of October, beginning of November is looking a little bit better. Prices are looking a bit better. The availability is a little bit better as well. But if you're looking to travel in the next month, you're going to be probably paying top dollar unless you can find one seat that pops up, you know, if somebody's cancelled or whatever and it gets there. But yeah, prices are a lot higher at the moment, unfortunately.
At this stage, you'd be better off getting yourself a fishing boat out.
Get that super yacht to take you all the way to Australia.
Yes. What's going on with US Airlines?
Yeah, so it's actually quite interesting. United Airlines first announced this week that they're going to be removing their change fees on all standard and premium cabin tickets for travel within the United States. This plan does not apply to flights outside the 50 US states, Puerto Rico, and the US Virgin Islands. In addition, basic economy members will not be able to take advantage of free changes. The changes are not allowed on that ticket class. It was quickly followed by Delta Airlines following through and copying them. They've announced effective immediately they're going to eliminate change fees as well on all travel domestically within the US, on Puerto Rico and US Virgin Islands as well. That's on First Class Premium Select, Comfort Plus and their main cabin. Again, economy basic tickets will not be counted as they're non-changeable. And then, funnily enough, American Airlines, literally a day afterwards, they followed suit as well. So they're scrapped change fees. So the three main major airlines of the US have all scrapped their change fees this week. American Airlines went one step further. They've actually scrapped them for Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean as well. But again, their basic economy, their tickets are non-changeable, so you can't scrap the change fees on that. It is important, I will just reiterate as well, it's important to know that though, if there is any fare difference between your original ticket and your new ticket, you will still be charged for the difference between the two fares. The change fee is completely separate. That's what the airline levies for the work that they have to do to put it, to make the change. So if there is a difference between your original ticket and your new ticket, you will still have to pay it. That's why I would suggest, if possible, at any point, book a marine ticket, because they are fully changeable, fully refundable at no cost if you can get the same booking class, and obviously you get your increased baggage allowance.
Let me ask you right now, as far as the US, is it freedom in, freedom out? Is there any specific areas that, you know, if you go, if you come back from the US, that there's quarantines as a result of being in the US? And the reason I ask these questions is that we're looking at flips going ahead in the next couple of months. And I know that there are a small percentage of people, small at this stage, throughout Europe that are looking to go to flips. Are they looking at coming back to a quarantine if that's the case?
Well, they wouldn't get into Europe for starters if they're in Europe, unless they're going for work on a B1, B2 visa. The crew, they're not going to get into the US if they've been in Europe the previous 14 days. Certain countries might be able to travel in there, but at the moment, if you've been within Europe, you've not got a B1, B2 visa, and you're not going to work on a yacht out there, it's highly unlikely you're going to get in. So, you know, unless there's any major changes going to be happening, you know, in the next sort of 4 or 5 weeks, I'm struggling to see how flips is going to be. One, if it's going to be able to go ahead, and if it does go ahead, the size, you know, that it's going to be this year, I think it's going to be a real struggle.
Well, I mean, you know, the nice thing about the situation of flips is that they do have a large local audience. But once again, you're probably going to be talking more along the lines of fishing boats and more onshore type of things, as opposed to the international audience that they're used to from all over the world coming together with the super yachts and crew, etc.
Yeah, I think so. It may be the way that they go. It might be a more localized event, you know, where you can get the people in. At the end of the day, the US is a big country, isn't it? So they probably could still get quite a turnout compared to, you know, the Monaco yacht show and all the rest of it, where they unfortunately had to cancel it. So, you know, they probably could get, you know, local people there. But again, you know, yacht shows, they are an international event, aren't they? So it's difficult to see at this moment in time how it could go ahead, you know, with the status of travel it is at the moment. But, you know, I'd love to be proved wrong. I'd love to see it go ahead. It's a great show. And let's just keep our fingers crossed.
So what would you call it when you take out the international and just make it national? Lives.
Yeah, come
on. Yeah, a tongue twister, isn't it?
That's right. I want to go.
So what's going on in the Philippines now?
So good news, KLM have announced repatriation flights for September. So they have got flights from Amsterdam to Manila. They're operating on the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th of this month. So that should help any crew based in Europe at the moment to get home. If anybody needs any help or they've got any questions or queries, obviously they can email or call us at Blue Marine Travel. We'll be more than happy to help them.
And you've got some crew questions this week.
We have, yes. Yeah, we've got a couple again this week. We've received a question this week from Michaela, who's working on a super yacht, and she wanted to know, as a US passport holder, whether she would be allowed to join the yacht she's working on in Italy. Unfortunately, at this moment in time, Italy have travel restrictions in place for US citizens until the 15th of October. This will then be reviewed. However, I would strongly suggest that the yacht and Michaela take advice from the local port agents as to whether they could get you in before this date for an exemption. Looking at it, it's probably a long shot. I don't think it's going to work, but it may be worth an avenue you want to explore, especially if you desperately needed to get back before the 15th of October. Please also note, however, though, that you would have to quarantine 14 days on arrival.
Wow, it is difficult. I mean, even though you have these crew exemptions and you know, crew have more freedom than most people to travel, it's still not easy.
No, it's not. And the problem is, like you said, with the exemptions as well, that country sort of, with super yachts, they're all encompassing on the seafarers and everybody's included, or for some unknown reason, pleasure vessels are not included. So it is a bit of a minefield still to see whether that's why we always say to anybody who is looking to travel back to the yacht, speak to the port agents that you've got out there. They'll be the ones to be able to tell you if they can get you in. Looking at Italy, if I'm totally honest, like I said, I think it'll be a long shot. But, you know, it may be an avenue worth exploring.
And the other crew question.
We had another one. It was with regards to crew changes in Panama. Obviously, this is not really an area that we get involved in too much. So I would recommend they speak to their local shipping agent in Panama. However, I did do a little bit of digging. It took me a while. And it does appear that crew changes can take place in Panama. But there are strict protocols. There's a website that I found, which I would suggest any crew management or crew looking to find out more. It's www.amp.gop.pa/crew-change-during-COVID-19. There's a module on there. It's module one, and it seems to give guidelines and procedures for crew changes in Panama at this time.
You're going to send me that link, correct?
I will send you that link. Like I said, it's not an area I get involved in, trying to find out exactly where crew changes can take place. I'm more on the travel side of it. I found a website. It looks like they can be done. But obviously people who know more about it than what I would, look at the website and get your advice from there.
Wonderful. Well, yeah, it's always best to go to, you know, those that whose power it is to look after those things, rather than if you're looking for travel, go travel. If you're looking for governmental advice, you need to go to the government. It's just like going to a doctor, right? I'm not going to go Google my symptoms. Mind you, no, that's not true. I have Googled my symptoms before, and I'm surprised I'm still alive.
Nothing can ever come good of Googling when you feel ill. Never. Because you'll always go for the one where you're either dying or something's going to fall off.
Well, the amount of times that I've been dying of brain tumors is just absolutely phenomenal whenever I get a headache from, you know, I don't know, drinking too much wine.
It clearly can't be the hangover the next day, can it?
No, of course not. There has to be some other medical reason that Dr. Google will let me know. Yeah. Well, Lee, thank you ever so much again for your time. It is great to have you here every single week. And like I do say, do go and follow him on LinkedIn, Lee Harris, because if you have really any questions or just like to keep an eye on what's going on in case you do think that you're going to be changing boat or looking for work, there's so much information there.
Yeah, I'll happily connect with anybody.
Well, and then, you know what?
I will take anybody.
But then people could just message you there directly and you're going to hate me for it, but it's okay.
It's fine. It's all good.
You have all the time in the world. Go on.
Exactly right. It's 24 hours a day. I'm fine.
Thank you, Lee, ever so much.
No problem at all. Always a pleasure.
You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again next week.